Run through
Tonight, the last sift tonight, I'm gonna just run through. We shouldn't start like that, but it's heavy duty ribbis. But before that, some very interesting halachas, very interesting, very important halachas that actually come up. So, Tess, yeah. This is a difficult halacha to keep, meaning if you normally would not say hello to the lender, also lahaktim, and then you're not allowed to say hello to him. Because now the only reason why you're saying hello to him is because he lent you money. And you can't be mechabed him with any sort of kibud, but based on knesses and shul or makamacher or any place else, and lo yoyerogel can gamba pamacher, unless you were used to doing this. Meaning, if a guy, a rich guy, comes in and he lent the shul money, and they would never have given aliyah, but now that he lent the shul money, so then maybe give him an aliyah. Now it could be that there's no ribbis for tzedakah, but that's not such a good example. But normally you're the gabbai and the guy lent you money, you wouldn't normally give him aliyah, so now you can't give him either. V'chein shah ribbis dvarim ba'alma osir. Any verbal ribbis. Shenemar neshach kol davar asher yushach. Anything that has interest. Filu dibur osir. Even speaking is osir. V'chein amalva muzar al ribbis dvarim. And a lender is also warned about ribbis dvarim. G'goyinim aymer la loiva haydiyeni. Him yavei plenim ima complaini. He tells the loiva to let me know if this guy comes from this place. Afal pi.
But why does it take away a curse of tov?
It's not, you can't, because it's ribbis dvarim. It's ribbis dvarim. And a chanami is a curse of tov, but you can't pay interest on something. You can't. You should have maybe should have said hello to him without the loan. Maybe that's a bigger kasha of tov, right? So the anim, you have a plenty more complaints. Meaning that the malva also.
Like with me, when I was buying my house, I don't know if you remember the story. There was a guy in the morning call. I didn't know him very well, and he heard me and you talking, and he came over to me and lent me a lot of money.
Right.
I became friends with him after.
Yeah.
I didn't know him well. I'm saying I paid him back.
Right, but you can't do anything special for him. Yeah, that's the way it goes, which I tell you.
And now, can I do something special for him, or I can't?
I'm not sure. I don't know if the what the statute of limitations is exactly. Anyways, but the malva also can't ask the loiva to do something for him if he wouldn't normally ask him. Right? So you can't tell the loiva, let me know if somebody comes to town. Even though he's not causing the loiva to do anything for him, just the tircha. If he was not rogel to do this before this, meaning he would not have asked the loiva, he's only asking him now because of the loan. And now he's relying on his loan to command him, to ask him to do this. Because he's humbled to him, that is ribis. The Pasuk of Mishlei says that the borrower is a slave to this lender. That's only that if there's a din between them. The Balva says, I want to go to the big bezin and travel to the big city. And the Loiva says, I'd rather stay with the local bezin. The Loiva is required to listen to the Malva. And the Malva, if the loiva so chooses to go to a big bezin, he's not mechuyev to mishum shenemar eved loiva lish malva. Meaning, so the only when the pasuk says that the eved is indebted, not indebted. Well, indebted we know, but that he's an eved to the malva. So that means that he just gets the choice of bezin that he wants to go. Yorafilu toivas hana she'ena mamon also lamav lehanes min aloiva. Even toivas hana. That's not money. It's also for the malva to get hana from the loiva. Let's say the malva is a worker. The loiva would not normally hire the malva to do work for him. But now that the guy lent him money, so he says, "Oh, I should use his services so he can make some money." Right, so losses loy milachtach. I want to give him a locha. That is aser. Right, because he would not normally do this. Right, he never normally gave him business. So now that he lent the money, he can't give him business. All right. Fine, Yud Aleph. Also, lahamas leechod sa. So this is the next one. Is what we call sa b'sa, which is when you borrow back and forth food and those type of things. Things that the price fluctuates. Let's say eggs. So that how exactly you're allowed to go borrow eggs from somebody else. For example, eggs now, right? Let's say somebody borrowed 3 months ago, eggs, a dozen eggs, and then they realize 3 months later now that they want to pay them back. Now, eggs 3 months ago was, I don't know, $2 a dozen. Now it's $8 a dozen. So when they're paying them back, they're paying them back an extra $6. So is that allowed? So also lahav is la'achar saw tvua, a saw of tvua of grain. She also la'achar saw tvua. You can't lend somebody a saw of tvua if you plan on giving him, if he plans on giving him back a saw tvua. A filu min b'mina, even if they're both the same grain, meaning both wheat. Because maybe in the interim, like what happened with the eggs, the price is going to go up. And therefore you see that he's giving him back more than he lent. I mean, he lent them eggs that were worth $2. He's paying him back eggs that are worth $8. All right? Even though he's giving back the same exact thing. All right? So the way to do this is say, I'm borrowing eggs from you, but they're equal $2. And if the price of the grain goes up, I'm only giving you $2. If that would be the case, that would be okay. And if the loiva has, but if the loiva has some of the product that he's borrowing, then motaluvas afilu kama kurin, then you're allowed to borrow even many kurin. So that's that adds a whole new din to this. Meaning, I have eggs in my house, but I'm trying to make a lot of eggs for mishloach manas, right, for Purim. So I have a dozen eggs in my house. So I go to my neighbor and I ask my neighbor for another dozen eggs. In that case, I'm allowed to do it, even though I'm going to pay him back another dozen eggs. And the reason for that is because I could pay him back with the eggs that I have right now, and the price is what it is right now. I choose to give him back eggs from on a later date that I bought, so even if it's worth more, that's not a problem. So this din, that you're not allowed to lend and borrow items where the price fluctuates, does not apply if the borrower has some of that product in his house, even if he only has a small amount. And let's say that particular thing has a set price, mutter lubas, and that would be mutter to borrow. Even though the loiva doesn't have anything. So I don't know exactly what nowadays prices don't fluctuate. I would say maybe soda. I mean, they fluctuate, but not, and we're not talking about on sale. We're talking about the way the whole price fluctuates. Maybe soda is relatively, I mean, they raise the prices constantly, but I think it's relatively stable, the pricing. So then that you'd be able to do. Fine. That's only if you're borrowing one type and paying back that type. Right? Eggs, eggs, wheat, wheat, flour, flour. But if you borrowing one type and paying back another type, you're going to borrow a saw worth of wheat and you're going to pay back a saw's worth of millet. That's always us, regardless. Even if it's always a one price, and he even has the millet in his possession. All right? Now it's all complicated reason why this is, right? Ubedover, which I don't clearly understand. Don't I want you to think that I'm saying it's complicated, but I just don't want to explain it. No, I don't understand it myself. Ubedover katan. And something that's small, people don't really care what the price goes up or down. It's mutter in every situation. Like a loaf of bread, you borrow back and forth, so that's okay. So that's also a big heter. If you're constantly borrowing back and forth with a neighbor and you're not makbid on each other, so then you're allowed to do this too, because you don't really care. All right. So really, then in that case, it would depend on your relationship with the people that you're borrowing back and forth. But again, that doesn't work for ribbis. It works for borrowing food back and forth. Of course, you can't go charging your friend ribbis because you don't care. This is only food that the price may fluctuate after you borrow it. Let's say you lent money, when the mashkin was that the guy's house, meaning like the way we take out loans when we buy houses, right? Or fields, or even a shul and a seat in shul. And the way the malva is going to take it back is going, he's going to take the fruit from the mashkin, meaning I lent somebody $1 million. And the guy tells me, here, take my farm and you will eat from, you'll pay yourself back with the fruit from the farm over the years. So the malva can take the peres mashkin tzorach liyos. So it has to do it in a way that it's coming out of the loan, meaning subtraction. He also means subtraction, right? It needs to, meaning if it's a $1 million loan and I'm eating the fruit, so every fruit I eat will slowly pay back part of the loan. Then it's not ribis. He subtracts from the chayv a small amount every year. That will be the schiras that the malva gives. So afilu aschiras shava yosim imashikavtu shikotzim name. And even if the rental is more than they agreed on, right? Meaning he's taking less, he's subtracting less. Mutter, it's still mutter. Avaloi yaser hamalva the aschiru la loyva. But then the malva can't take the field and lend it back to the and rent it back to the loyva. Meaning it's really the loyva's field. He gives it as collateral to the lender. So now the lender has the use of this field. Now he's not allowed to go rent it back to the loyva because that looks too fishy. And when you have collateral, there's many different dinim. Don't do it unless it's a shaila from a chacham. If something has a set price, also you are not allowed to sell it more than the going price. Because you're basically giving him you're giving him credit, right? This comes up a lot when with what we call early bird specials, right? Meaning, let's go with the basic case. I go into a store and I want to buy a face. I want to buy a fruit. I have no money for the fruit. So the guy tells me, listen, the fruit is normally $1, but you want to pay me back in a month from now, so you pay me back $1, $1.10, right? So that is considered ribis. Now the case with the early bird is that, let's say day camps, that's a big one. So the day camp normally charges $2,000, but if you prepay and register, then they'll give you a $100 discount and you pay for part of the camp now. So that is basically what you're doing, is you're taking your money and lending it to the camp because you're not getting the services until the summer and they're giving you a discount. So basically they're paying you interest. Now there are proper ways to structure it, but it has to be structured properly in order for it to be mutter. But if it doesn't have a set price, even though if he would give the money now, he would give him a discount. And because he's holding on for the money, Yosef, he sells it a little higher. Mutter, that's mutter, right? So meaning, but if it's not a set price, so then there he could raise the price. So without shaloyaleo harbe, as long as he doesn't raise the price a lot, he could raise it slightly. It's up to a sixth or more. Right? Achinikar, meaning it's up until a price where anybody that sees this transaction is going to say, oh, the reason why he's giving that much money is because it's a loan, in which case it's no good. Or if he doesn't raise the price a lot, but he tells him straight out, you pay me now, you get it for 10. You pay me later, you 11. That's awesome. Right? That's straight ribis. Right. Basically, you can't set prices based on whether you're paying cash or whether you're going to take credit. That's not allowed. Now, that doesn't mean with credit cards where you charge a credit card processing fee, which I think is illegal. But if you so choose, that's not a ribis issue, I think. Let's say somebody is buying merchandise at a high price. And meaning because he needs the cash, right? So what he's going to do is he's going to buy the product, So, and he's going to sell it at a loss. So now he has cash. So now he has the cash. It is also usur to do that. All right. Fine. You doubt it. Let's say a guy has a contract that a guy owes him money. What you can do, and this the U.S. banks do this all the time. They sell debt. People buy debt. And they're gambling that the person will hopefully pay back his debt, and they'll make some money. If the guy defaults, then they're out. So you're allowed to sell it for less. If you cut on a piran even before when the payment. I'm selling you the shtar. And the achrayas is on the lekeach. Rak achrayas shabam machmas. Hamoicher only the chayas that becomes because of the seller. We got a star perua, where the star is paid up. Yochalius ala moicher, and then it can go on to the moicher. B'kushem she yochal limkaros a star la'acher b'pachus. The same way you could sell a star to somebody else at a discount. K'moiken yochal l'mocher gam la'loiva ba'atzma. You could also even sell the debt to the loiva. Okay, this is why ribbis is extremely hard. Tezba b'ba'ivin zay yochalin la'hoyil. And in this situation, this is how this can work. Again, Reuven shetarach lamayis ben Nissan. Reuven needs money in Nissan. Ha'iluch etzel Shimon. He can go to Shimon. Shimon nice and le shtar chayv al atzmai, and Shimon gives him a shtar chayv on himself. Shu chayv lefrei leReuven that he has to pay Reuven meyo zehuvin bechaydish Tishrei. He's got to pay him 100 gold coins in Tishrei. Kneged said nice and gam Reuven shtar chayv kazel leShimon, and in the opposite. Nice and gam Reuven star chayv bezel Shimon. Reuven's also giving a star chayv to Shimon. Shu chayv leproyaloi may as a human betishrei that he's chayv to pay 100 gold coins in tishrei kedei sheyeh Shimon betuach, so that Shimon will be definite. V'haylech Reuven umoicher as a star chayv sheyeh loy al Shimon Levi. He goes and sells it to Levi. Ata benisan ba'tishim zehuvim. He sells it at a discount of 10 zehuvim. Kol shekhen shim yesh Shimon star chayv al Yehuda. And for sure, if Shimon has a star chayv on Yehuda, shares mana piroyin hula achras man shu yachal lemachru to Reuven, and the payment is due after the time that he's supposed to sell it to Reuven. Makofa ad hazman Reuven yitin lo star chayv al zayis, and Reuven's giving a star chayv. Shum yimka Reuven is a star chayv hazeh ba'ad kama sheyuchal. Aval im Reuven yichta star chayv al atzmi lemachru to Shimon, but if he writes his own star to sell it to Shimon, afilo ayidei shliach aser, then to do that even with a shliach is aser. Right, because it's not really selling alone. Right, basically what it's doing is it's a hava. That's my limited understanding of what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was saying. I apologize if I blew through that, but yeah, it's quite complicated. I give a bracha to the Olam that they should understand at some point in our lives we should be zeichet to understand the technicals of this, but certainly not in 10 minutes on a Monday night. All right. Everybody should have a fine night. Should be Matzliach.